You are listening to the audio production of If It Rains by Jennifer L. Wright, published by Tyndale House Publishers. This book is read by Sarah Zimmerman. Chapter 1. Catherine. Helen lost her third baby on the day of my sister's wedding. I tried to tell Melissa, told her Helen was too pregnant. The late April sky was too ripe, and most of all, that getting married was a stupid idea anyway. She told me to stop being hateful and help her with her dress. Her dress? All this dirt and dead crops, and what she cared about was looking pretty for Henry. Sure enough, the sky turned black by mid-afternoon. But not from rain, it was never from rain anymore. The wedding party scattered before they so much as cut that ridiculous white cake. A few escaped to their cars. The luckiest were able to start them before static cut the engine. Even then, not many would make it home. Most would pass the storm, stuck in a sand drift. At least the wedding would give them something to talk about while they waited. Rubberneckers, all of them. We didn't even have it that good. We would have to walk. Pa's truck hadn't started for weeks. Too much dust, or not enough gas, or both. Sure, we could have stayed at the Mayfields, waited it out like the other sheep, but I would rather chance a duster than spend another second with new Mr. and Mrs. Mayfield. So I left. Pa and Helen followed. A cloud of earth swallowed me when I stepped out the front door. Melissa had tried to make her old pink dress look new for me, but the fabric was still thin. Nothing she could do about that. I pulled it up over my mouth and nose, gagging on the cheap perfume Helen had doused me in that morning. "I won't have you smelling like a pig, even if you insist on looking like one," she'd said. "Not today." Like it even mattered. Helen slowed us. Her stomach threw her off balance in the wind, making the 2-mile walk home seem longer. If not for Pa, I would have trudged ahead. Forget her. But I couldn't leave Pa. He was all I had left now. And since he insisted on helping his wife, I knew I had to be the one to count fence posts or we'd miss the house completely. House. We hadn't had a house since Ma died. "Sometimes the blood won't come out," Pa said, "even when you can't see it no more." But the dugout was good enough. Cool in the summer, warm in the winter. And at least it kept the wind out.
"Get that sheet under the door."
I did as I was told, eyes stinging, trying not to listen to Helen's moans and wheezes. "Did you have to make all that no—"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?